Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
All right, 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Now it's time for a visit with our pal, animal lover and animal expert, Warren Eckstein, who hosts the Pet Show. You can hear him every day with his pet tips here on the Good Day program. Joins us with commentary about what's going on in the animal kingdom. And he also has this great weekend program you can hear on stations all around the country. Check out where it is near you or listen to it online. WarrenEckstein.com, PetShow.com, RadioAmerica.org. It's here. It's there. It's everywhere. All right, so we have a number of different stories, so we better get at it, Richie, in just a moment.
Oh, no, you can go.
I can do?
Really? Okay. It's all Warren.
All right, so here's a story that I found intriguing only, I don't know whether it comes from this guy's a dummy or not department. A man in China spent a couple of years raising a pair of puppies, but they weren't puppies. Turned out he was raising bears. How do you make that mistake? They were given to him by a couple of Vietnamese a couple of years ago, and he raised them as if they were puppies, fed them as if they were puppies, and then realized when he kept looking at them, look at these. These aren't dogs. Asian black bears. Is that, how can you do that, Warren?
But think about this. Think about all the new designer breeds that are out there. It's possible that you can breed a dog that looks like a bear. So I don't know. I don't know about this guy, but I think he would have known pretty much right. First trip to the vet should have told him that it wasn't a dog.
Yeah, all right. Where's the vet?
I have a feeling he doesn't have a vet.
Hey, you know, Warren, there's a story that, I don't know if it's lore or not, but the people in Baltimore or whatever, they ended up raising this stray dog that they found begging for scraps. And took it home, fed it, go on the couch, the whole thing, take it to the vet a couple of weeks later after he killed their cat, only to find out it was a 22-pound rat. Is that an old story, or can you confirm that?
Well, 22-pound rat is, you know, that's like the average size in New York City.
Sounds like a line from True Grit when John Wayne gets out his gun and talks about a rat writ for a rat. Remember that line?
Yeah.
From True Grit.
I'm a little hurt now that you guys are talking negatively about rats.
Oh,
it bothers me.
Sorry, Warren.
Rats are very intelligent animals. They're very clean animals, and very trainable animals. And people have this misconception.
They think they look ugly.
If they had hair on their tail, you would love them. That people love squirrels.
Yeah.
You take the hair off a squirrel.
Not
like
really.
A
squirrels are just rats with tails.
Right. Oh, knock it off. Knock. Squirrels are adorable.
That can fly and attack you from the air.
All right. There are new laws being introduced various parts of the country to protect pets or not.
Two great laws, Doug. First of all, I am so against people that use these fake service dogs because it inhibits people that really need them from going into certain places. So
I couldn't imagine anybody doing that. What an outrage.
You can go online now. People go online. They buy these vests that say service dog, and they go, you see them all over California. There's nothing wrong with this person except that maybe she has a stub on her toe.
You used to see them with Doug Steffen.
But the bottom line is that now in Florida, they passed a law making it illegal, kind of the same as a person faking some type of disability. Also, another great law in Tennessee, they passed a law now making it legal, the Good Samaritan law. It's kind of like Seinfeld show, the Good Samaritan law, where it's now legal to break into a car to save a dog. They don't have a specific temperature, but just think that if the temperature is 80 outside, it's over 100 in the car. So that law is there, and that's a good thing.
Warren, brought to you by the folks that present you with the opportunity to get bugs out of your home the natural way, Cedarside products. Cedarside has your non-toxic answer to any problem in your home, whether it be bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches. I had a question this morning. Yesterday I asked on the air, I've been asking, what in the world is it that makes a tick worthwhile? Why did God create a tick? I have a second question on fruit flies. Which you can get rid of with Cedarside. Don't spray it on the food, though. This is, even though it's all natural, it wouldn't hurt you. It wouldn't make the food taste particularly good. Harnessing cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that kill and repel all of these types of bugs and pests. Go to Cedarside.com. Use the coupon code Doug. Free shipping, 800-842-1464 if you prefer to talk to them on the phone. Or go online to Cedarside.com and get their home kit. You've been blogging about how you make sure dogs would be looked after if you died. What's the rule of thumb here? If somebody dies, how do they?
Living trust. Everyone who has a pet needs to set up a living trust so their pet is taken care of if, God forbid, something were to happen to them.
A living trust for the dog with money in it.
Absolutely. And a person to make sure that person is going to take care of the dog.
Okay, set that up, folks. Living trust for your dog. Take care of him after you go down the road. 59 after Warren Eckstein here on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.